Game day here in Hawaii as you get set to take on New Mexico State, a team that's been very good over the last five seasons. What sticks out to you about this year's version of the Aggies?
They've played a challenging schedule to this point, and they've beaten some very good teams. Their last win against Illinois at the United Center in Chicago last week. They have very mature, seasoned players, and Chris Jans, their coach, has done a great job of putting them together as a unit, and I think that they're incredibly efficient offensively and tenacious defensively.
With the Cats thin on the interior, how do you look to slow down Jamario Jones, who right now is registering as one of the best in the country on the boards?
Better be a concerted effort. We need to gang collectively rebound. We can't just expect one body to box him out and go get the ball. It's going to be boxed out by one guy hitting him with another guy, and then as a gang get into the paint and rebound the ball.
Coach, with this being the first three games in 4 days, do you look to manage playing time any differently here in the opener?
We certainly will. We're going to substitute a little bit more quickly with shorter spurts of time for each guy. We're going to adjust our attack in terms of makes and misses, in terms of what we do with our transitional offense. So we do have a conscious awareness of three games in a four-day period, long-distance travel, and a shortened roster.
Against Virginia on Saturday, a quick look back. The Cats hung in for a while. What was the difference over the last 14 minutes of that game when the Cavaliers were able to pull away?
Big word today in our culture is sustainability, and we did not sustain. We just did not at all maintain what we had done for that first 24, 26 minutes of basketball, and we got knocked to the mat, and we just didn't have the energy. We just didn't have the fight. We just didn't have the gas in our tank, and that's not a knock on our players. That's just the shortened roster that we had and the constancy of having to guard them for prolonged periods of time and then having to work so long offensively because they're efficient defense. So the fatigue factor clearly was an impact on our performance against Virginia.
And finally, just provide us a couple quick keys to this one tonight.
Well, we got to rebound the basketball, and I think the pivotal part is us having good offense. Good offense will feed good defense, and we got those two things in concert. We have a chance to win this game. We shot the ball very well yesterday in the practice. We're going to have a shoot around right before the game today, and I'm convinced that we have to have good offense to make our defense as effective as it should be.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, Jared.